Nearly 4,000 square feet of beige paint on the side of the wholesale club in Esquimalt has been transformed into a coruscating mural led by indigenous artist Alex Taylor McCallum. Taylor McCallum, a Kwakwaka'wakw Nuu-Cha Nulth artist, brought together 9 indigenous artists earlier this month to cover the former graffiti-marked wall at 846 Viewfield Road with a piece that blends stories, traditions, and contemporary styles. It was really important for me to include older indigenous graffiti writers who are experienced with doing large-scale pieces, as well as younger indigenous graffiti writers, Taylor McCallum told Victoria News. It gave them a chance to learn, to get paid for their work, and to collaborate as a team the way a graffiti crew would. The wall outside the wholesale club, notoriously known as a graffiti tagging spot in Esquimalt, was covered in beige on July 17 by the Esquimalt Together Against Graffiti, ETAG, team. This left an open slate for Taylor McCallum and fellow artists to turn the building into their own canvas. Among the artists involved was Leisha Warren from Lekwungen Territory, who runs the Nova Arts Hub. She hadn't worked with spray paint before but embraced the opportunity. "She just started using spray paint last year and I didn't help her at all with her designs," he said. "She did the wolf, the moon with the bear inside it, the hummingbird on the left side and the grass by herself. I'm so impressed with her can control and how sharp her designs are." Dahlia Charlie's and Molly Long's portion of the mural now brightens the wall outside the wholesale club. Tony Trozo, Victoria News. The other artists, Delilah Charlie, Must, Expel, Molly Long, Farron Pillett, Jamie Brine, and Brody Erickson, added floral designs, serpents, and new work that, for some, marked their first ever public piece. Taylor McCallum said that was part of the goal. "It's been very empowering for artists who may do art at home but haven't really put it out there yet," he said. "I just really want to facilitate a space that's supportive of one another, where we can work together and learn from each other." The mural took more than 2 weeks to complete, with the group starting September 8. Taylor McCallum said he spent long days curating, budgeting, and painting, including late nights under a headlamp to make the most of the scissor lift they had rented. "It's been stressful at times, but also a really amazing and beautiful experience," he said. "This wall is special to me because it's right by the tracks, which I think of as a sacred space, where I really started working on the craft of doing West Coast native art with spray paint. To come back here and create something like this feels full circle." The central section of the mural carries particular meaning for Taylor McCallum, with designs tied to his family's roots and teachings. "All I knew when I started was that I wanted a big raven in the middle," he said. "Around it, there are sea serpents, the sun and the moon, which all speak to the balance we need to maintain in life, between good and bad, dark and light, day and night. Those are teachings my grandmother has passed down." Alex Taylor McCallum said the raven was always planned as the centerpiece of the mural. Tony Trozo, Victoria News. Taylor McCallum said the project would not have been possible without community support. "With the help of the local community, it all happened," he said. "The people at the wholesale club have been so supportive, and GRM Inc. has really helped make this all come together." For Taylor McCallum, the work is about more than bright colors on a wall. "One of the biggest things that inspired me to get into murals is that I don't see enough indigenous art in public spaces," he said. "I want to curate projects that are colorful and bright, but that also have stories behind them. That's what this is about."